Off the Spaniard's racket, straight up the way towards the Swiss. Oh, a brilliant cross! It's incredible! You couldn't write a script like this!
It's played in white. You've got to have white gear. The rebels over the sands of time, whether it's the Agassiz or the McEnroes, have had to conform. Why is white such an integral part? Is it just tradition or is there something more to it?
I think it is history and tradition. Like you said, the color came into tennis with Agassiz and obviously generations in the future. But, you know, just going to Wimbledon and knowing that everyone is in white, it still brings out that special entity that Wimbledon has.
Any quirky customs other than the white? Any particular things that you can think of?
If you notice, Wimbledon has no sponsors really on their backdrops. Every other event, every other major event has US Open as JP Morgan, French Open as BNP Paribas, but Wimbledon doesn't have sponsors. So they're very particular. A tournament like Wimbledon could probably close to double their revenues if they change that tradition, but it's so traditional there, and I think that's why the players feel, you know, it's such a special event.
Also, the bowing down to royalty, almost like a half bow. Does that still happen? Do you still do that?
I think they changed that, saying that it's not necessary for the men to bow and the women to courtesy. So, but still, the fact that the royal box is there, it's part and parcel of the tradition.